Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here behind the mic in our Sunbury studios, the dimly lit studios, with again another skeleton crew this week as we roll into week 9 of a stripped down staff, but nonetheless, the entertainment you expect, live, local, and making it happen. Stayed local this Memorial Day. Hopefully you did too. A lot of people traveled, a lot of people in trouble today for breaking some of them social distancing rules. Me, I just kind of hung home. Did a little grilling, family, friends, not a big crowd. All playing it safe. Hopefully you did the same. And hopefully you took a little time to remember what Memorial Day is about. I mean, sure, it's the unofficial opening of the summer. Summer 2020, which is, this year has definitely been a challenge. But it's also like time to remember those who have lost their lives, protecting what we do. And that's being free. And sometimes acting stupid. Nonetheless, the little travel I did do is I went up to my home, the hyphenated city, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and cleaned up my dad's grave and put some flowers there. Missed that guy. Korean War vet, but most of all, my dad. National Moment of Silence yesterday at 3 o'clock. I hope maybe you turned down the grill and the music for just a little bit at 3 o'clock and had a little moment of silence. And for those morons in Pittsburgh that desecrated the Veterans Memorial on Memorial Day weekend, what kind of people do these things? Mark talked about it at 6 o'clock, but listen how hurt these people from the Pittsburgh area seem to be because of this act of vandalism.
I almost feel like crying because as a veteran, this is like the worst thing you can do on the worst possible day of all days.
Don't desecrate something like this.
This has been the hallmark, like the centerpiece of Lawrenceville and every veteran that's ever fought in every war for this country for our freedoms. Awful.
A lot of us fought and died for our country, and to see this is shameful.
A 99-year-old monument in the Lawrenceville section of Pittsburgh vandalized on Friday night heading into the Memorial Day weekend. Someone splashed red paint all over it. What kind of people? Wow. This should be a time where we are uniting and becoming one, a stronger America. That's putting all the stupid politics aside. I'm tired of make America strong again and unite America. Put all that aside. Why don't we just become American again? Why don't we become smarter? Hey, there's a phrase. Make America smart again. It just, I feel for the people of Pittsburgh. What happened there was sad. When indeed we were all supposed to be being proud of being American, somebody did something like that. Sad. Well, anyway, I hope you had a nice weekend. And here we are Tuesday morning. Starting all over again. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in Sunbury. Laura's at home. We'll check with her. And the late night TV guys still broadcasting from home as well.
Well, after the success of their 10-part series on Michael Jordan's, ESPN is making a 9-part series on Tom Brady. And to make sure it's a hit, the entire documentary will be Michael Jordan watching it on his iPad.
94KX coming off in nothing but 80s and 90s weekend, which I thoroughly enjoyed. There's Squeeze from the very, very early 80s with Tempted. Maybe you enjoyed the big golf match over the weekend. We're missing sports, right? So bad that we don't mind watching a NASCAR race with no crowd. Even if you're not a NASCAR fan, all of a sudden, hey, sports are back on. I know what you're thinking. There are some hardline people that say sports ain't sports unless there's a ball. Yeah? Well, why don't you get in a car and drive 180 miles an hour? Competing against 40 other guys. It's a sport, trust me. Anyway, so I watch NASCAR now more than ever because there's nothing else to watch. And then I find out about this big golf match. Rich people playing golf. Well, that's what golf is anyway. But no, Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning going against Phil, my boy, my lefty, Phil Mickelson, and Tom Brady. And I'm like, all right, this could be entertaining. And then I find out they're doing it for free. And the money that they raise, the money that they could have kept, is going to COVID-19 relief. So I'm like, all right, sure. $20 million was the purse. All right, it was bad golf. But Tiger wins. And we like when Tiger wins.
Tiger, a chance for the putaway punch right here.
Big putt here, though. Should be a lot of break coming from his left-hand side, all about speed coming up and over the ridge.
Couldn't have a better scenario. Tiger with the putter in hand on his home course for the win.
And there it goes. Oh.
Yeah, all right.
I wish I could putt like that.
Do it.
I wish I could putt.
I still want to see Peyton knock that in.
There you go. So Tiger and Peyton beat Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. But the most important part coming out of the match, $20 million raised for COVID-19 relief. But the one highlight, by the way, and I don't know if you watched this, and if you didn't, I'm going to bring it to you now. Tom Brady is the most competitive guy ever, even though he's playing for charity and he's smiling. Charles Barkley starts picking on him because he's having a really bad day golfing, which is what I have every day I golf. But anyway, Charles starts picking on him, and I don't know if Brady, like, zones in or what, but he holes one from about 130 yards away after Chuck picks on him.
Hey, Tom, how many shots you want? This Chuck. Come on, man. I'm going to give you some shots, man. I want
all
some
right,
of you.
Got to get going.
Chuck, I've been focusing on football, bro. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl, man.
Ready to dominate.
I think you just made him mad, Chuck.
Oh, no. I love it, though, man. He can take a joke.
130 yards away, drops it on the green, and it rolls into the hole.
Chuck.
Hey, man,
Chuck.
I got that's
Chuck.
Awesome.
Shut your mouth, Chuck. Take a little of that medicine. Get your butt out of here. When the going get tough, the tough get going, boys.
Shut your mouth, Chuck. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:47. We were talking about sports a little while ago, and I talked about that golf match, you know, with Tiger and Tom Brady and all of that. It really is hard to find sports to watch. I'm not buying into this, you know, let's go to the Big Ten Network and look at a Nebraska football game from 1978 on AstroTurf. Not digging it. Just can't. And NASCAR was on, and that's, even though it's, you know, no crowd, very limited pit crews and all that, still kind of funny with the limited pit crew. Witnessed Denny Hamlin yesterday in the NASCAR race during the warm-up lap. A piece fell off his car. I just thought it was hilarious. Well, it turns out it's not. He got fined, and now there's going to be suspensions. And you know, I thought, remember the first car you had when you were in high school or college? You'd be driving down the road with your buddies, and boom, something would fall off. And you, dude, you better pull over. Something just fell off your car. I'd be like, nah, car's still running. It wasn't important. Just leave it on the side of the road. So here I am looking for sports over the weekend besides NASCAR. And are you into this ACL, right? That's the muscle in your knee. Yeah, yeah, because that's what it is. It's the American Cornhole League. That's how I remember it, ACL. It's actually beanbag toss, cornhole. I mean, we played it at the cookout yesterday in the yard. But it's actually being nationally televised now. And if you don't mind me saying, it sounds kind of perverse.
We welcome you to week two of the ACL Pro Qualifying Tour.
Ooh.
Double slick side bags.
He's able to push his own in.
Ooh. On top and oh sit on those bags.
Thank
pulls
you.
In Tyler's bag, though.
Oh. Bring that gray bag in.
See the bag official who's actually going to be taking the bags.
Bag out. Official?
Try to limit that contact as much as possible.
Goes hard right at the hole.
Yeah.
Clean. Doesn't touch any part of the hole. Straight through. Ooh. Jackie is our lone female competitor in this field. It looks like she tried to go with a really hard push and try to push all of them in. She's got a beautiful spin.
Wait, yeah. Right, it is. It's just a pretty spin, isn't it?
Yeah, very pretty. This is not mentioned as an insult, but his bag is just not pretty. Josh's bag just kind of...
As it hangs on the edge.
But sometimes your bag is just...
A hole. Yeah. A lot. He just finds a way to get the bag in the hole.
Oh, just stop! I don't know if I was entertained or kind of scared. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom is here and Laura's there on a Monday or a Tuesday or whatever day it is. What's going on?
Not too much. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You do know it's Tuesday, right?
I do know what?
You do know that it's Tuesday, right?
Carry two, yes.
Yeah, look at the calendar real quick. It's confusing. We're coming off a long weekend and a holiday weekend. And this whole quarantine has us messed up anyway, so we do have to remind people it is Tuesday morning. And for you, I don't know. Do I have to remind you it's a Try It Tuesday?
No. I am prepared.
Okay, what do you got?
Cold brew coffee.
Oh, that's like all the rage now. It's too expensive.
So, yes, exactly. And this is not a knock at any of the coffee chains out there, but it's like triple the price.
Why don't you just take a cup of hot coffee and sit it on the table for 2 days? There you have it.
Because it gets gross and disgusting. But they're also for people. So I'm not like a huge coffee drinker.
Okay.
So if sometimes coffee like maybe makes your belly upset, it's a little too acidic. Cold brew coffee actually has a couple of benefits.
Oh, okay. So we'll study those.
As opposed to traditional brew. Yeah.
And we'll go Facebook Live coming up later on this morning on a Tuesday.
From my messy kitchen.
Oh, is it messy? A big weekend,
a little bit.
Yeah.
I have some dishes in the sink. I could clear them away between now and then, though.
Have the maid get started a little early today.
That would be me.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tuesday, coming off a holiday weekend and the unofficial beginning of the boys of summer. So you're waking up this morning, you're like, wait, is it summer? Well, it's sunny. It's going to be 84. Is it Monday? What day is it, Laura?
It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. And the quarantoons partied a little too hard this weekend, and they're not quite sure what day it is.
Weekend holiday has faded away. It was one of the best yet.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's all just a memory, and I can't deal with that. 3 days to let myself unwind. Partied hard and drank myself blind.
Woo!
Weekend holiday's gone away. I'd bring it back now if I could. Weekend's over. Now I'm heading back to work and feeling down. The weekend's over. Why can't holidays like that last all year round?
Oh, yeah.
I'm back to my work week. Now all the fun is done. The weekend's over.
Yeah, that weekend's over. It's back to work. And just to extend the party a little bit, I will not be wearing pants at my Zoom meeting this morning. So there you go.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just going to extend the weekend. Now, to the people who partied in the Ozarks, maybe you went a little bit overboard. You made the national news, and now the governor is asking you to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. We did a little social distance fire thing over the weekend. That was neat.
Yeah, lots of get-togethers, but with all of the parameters in place.
You could have played it safely. However, some did not. I don't know.
Yeah. I think we just need to sort of ease into things. I know it's really, really hard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fun fact, a couple of our counties are going green here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful
Snyder.
News.
Boom. Yeah.
Yep. Yep, wonderful news, but I just think we need to take our time with some of this stuff.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I love that song. I just realized how much I still love that song.
It's a great song.
Some years
it's
ago.
It's a happy song.
Yeah, maybe that's why I like it. I don't know. Neo and Pitbull, it's all good. It's birthday time. Biter's birthday buddies coming up in just a bit, but a lot of musical birthdays today. Isaac
Only
Slade.
Only opportunity for singing.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
Wait till last, but yes, Isaac Slade is 39 today. He's the lead vocalist for The Fray. Love the guy's voice.
Very cool.
You remember Lauryn Hill, doo-wop that thang? She's 45 years old today. Yeah, I heard her over the weekend in her 80s, 90s weekend. Lenny Kravitz is 56 today.
I'm not even going to attempt to sing like Lenny Kravitz.
No, because no one can. Good idea. Yeah. And Hank Williams Jr., 71 years old today.
Nice.
He will not be getting rowdy with all his friends tonight because it's social distancing, please. And finally, are you ready?
Probably not.
Stevie Nicks is 72 years old.
Oh, perfect.
Today.
Where's Michelle Mertz when I need her?
Mertzie, where you at? Call in. Ford Fun Line's open. Your love, I lie. It's my baby, my baby, that's mine. What is that? It's a sheep in distress. No, it's Stevie Nicks.
Now, don't do that. You will upset people who love Stevie Nicks.
Mertzie, yeah.
She's fabulous.
Nobody else cares. Mertzie will be upset. Anyway.
No, I care.
Okay. All right. Well, now it's time for the local celebs, or as Laura, who cares, would call them.
Biters. Birthday parties!
Yeah. Happy birthday to Alamara Cassidy. She's 34 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Amy Roseman from Coltmont, 40 today.
Brandy Drumheller from Sunbury is also 40 today.
Brandy Persley from Montandon is 41.
Happy birthday, Kurt Stahl from Lewisburg, 45.
Happy birthday to Dave Hollenbaugh from Kramer, 48 today.
Joanne Hackett of Sealands Grove, 68 years old today.
Joe Mattern from Middleburg turns 35.
John Lenardi from Sealands Grove, 33 years old today.
Lauren Rank from Sunbury is 41.
Happy birthday to Lori Murphy from Brook Park. She's 50 today.
Lee Weibel from East Chillisauqua is 45.
Lisa Featherman from Lewisburg is 57 today.
Liz Grove from Sealands Grove is 49.
Oh, wow. Her last name's Grove, and she's from the Grove. That's kind of cool.
Right? Pretty cool. Yeah.
Lydia Jackson from Sunbury, 35 today.
Melody Lesher from Dalmatia turns 50.
Happy birthday to Missy Pfeiffer. She's 39 today.
Nori Van Horn from Sealands Grove is 42.
Peggy Burgess from Northumberland is 70 years old today. Peggy.
Roy Kaiser turns 67.
Happy birthday to Sarah Manival. She's 21 today. Just toast if you can, my dear.
Right. Tommy Regal from Beaver Springs turns 62.
Happy birthday to Tracy Boyer from Sunbury. She's 51 today. On the text club, we already read it on the birthday list, but Missy Pfeiffer, who's 39, her dear friend, Julie, says, happy birthday to my best friend. That's cool. It's very cool.
Very nice, and that's how you can be in it to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Text those birthdays. We get a winner every Friday for $100 to Biters. So be a friend. Send in your friend's birthday, and maybe you both could win. You never know.
You never know. Hey, each and every day at this time, we do know it's Biters'
birthday parties on 94KX.
94KX, plenty of sun to walk on today. Nice stuff. A little bit humid, but who cares? 84 degrees. Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm going to get outside and, I don't like humidity, but a nice day is a nice day, right, Laura? I mean, come on.
Yesterday was a perfect day. Today's a perfect day. Get outside. Enjoy the sunshine if you can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Get out there. CBS Sunday Morning, as we take a look at good news. CBS Sunday Morning on television, if you watched the show, mm-hmm. A reporter featured a retired military man who plays taps, volunteers to play taps at anyone's funeral. At the end of the segment, the reporter and the trumpet player challenged Americans to blow taps at 3 p.m. on Memorial Day Monday, yesterday.
Okay.
And I don't know if it reflects the ratings on Sunday morning CBS News, but trumpeteers took to the streets, balconies, porches, and churches, as well
they
as other
up.
Buildings, all across the country at 3 p.m. to blow taps. Now, I watched the show Sunday morning, and so at 3 o'clock yesterday, I listened very carefully. I thought maybe I could hear some trumpet, and I did not out in Point Township, but so I'm kind of out in the middle of nowhere. But if you did hear taps being blown at 3 p.m. yesterday, it was all started by a reporter on TV. Isn't that cool?
That's amazing. That's power exactly. of the media right there.
Yeah, and I always think an area like Central PA that is so rich in marching bands and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I thought somebody would be dusting off their trumpet if they played in the high school band years ago, or maybe a current kid who hasn't played his trumpet because there's no school could have done it as well. I thought it was a great idea. Here's another great idea. Puppies for veterans, or what they call it, leashes for valor. It's been put on hold because of the pandemic, but a veteran herself, Danique Massengill, a Navy vet, started this in Virginia. She's got an entire farm full of German Shepherd and Golden Retriever puppies, and she's just waiting for the pandemic green light to go on so she could get these puppies to homes.
We've suspended mental health treatment in a way for people that don't know when this tool they're waiting for is going to be available to them. We custom train the specific triggers for each veteran. For me, it took a long time to get all the pieces into place. It was rough. And there's still crappy days, honestly. That never goes away. You just kind of learn how to ride the wave better.
Every puppy is trained for the specific veteran that it will be going to. Isn't that amazing?
That's wonderful. Puppies are always the perfect solution.
Mm-hmm. And a sad story, but a good story when it comes to the family of Kobe and Vanessa Bryant. Their baby, Capri, 11 months old, took her first steps over the weekend.
Aww. Yay! Yay!
And the video went viral. As Mama says, I'm so proud of you, my little cocoa bean.
Aww.
The good news with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Always on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Doja Cat. Doja Dog.
What all different names do you use for Doja Cat?
I don't know. I just started it weeks ago. And Doja Doja Cat.
I know. It's pretty funny.
There you go. We're coming off a holiday weekend. News is coming up next, marking the Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people, just keeping it low, kind of having a little picnic with the family on the deck, on the patio, whatever. And then Laura's like, all of a sudden, the aficionado in roasting marshmallows. What's that all about?
Well, here's the thing. I took to social media, and I was like, how do people like their marshmallows in Central Pennsylvania?
How many different ways? Like, there's done right or burned, right? There's two different ways to do them.
Well, and then there's a little bit in between because some people barely like them cooked, like almost raw. But then other people like them flaming. And then on the 94KX Facebook page, I learned that there are people who get them flaming, blow it out, peel off that outer layer, eat it, and then roast it again.
That's kind of complicated, don't you think?
I mean, right?
That's, wow.
So there's this scale, this marshmallow scale from 1 to 6. 1 being like barely touched and 6 being like that Mallow's on fire.
Burned beyond
recognition. Where do you fall, Thomas?
I like when they're like really light brown. Not raw, as you put it, because you might as well just eat them out of the bag. So I put it on the stick and I kind of turn it slowly until it's starting to get brown, and then I eat it. If it does catch fire, it's been disqualified. I throw it in the garbage or ask somebody else if they want it. Sorry. That's the way I am.
Okay.
How about you?
Okay, that's all right.
What do you do?
So I go for that 3 to 4 range, that sort of golden brown, but I don't have the patience to slowly turn it and roast it. And normally I put it too close to the frames. So then it like catches fire, but then I blow it out, say screw it, and make a s'more anyway.
There you go. And now what does Central Pennsylvania say? You, me, or a combo of both?
It's a combo of both. It was a mixed bag, but there were so many people who commented, oh, yeah, I let it catch fire, peel off those layers, roast it again, and eat it layer by layer.
Marshmallow experts.
I was impressed.
Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, and it's a Try It Tuesday where we go to Laura's kitchen and you get to watch it Facebook Live. What are we doing today? We talked about it earlier if you're with us.
Yes, we are making cold brew coffee.
Now tell me about this whole cold brew deal, because I don't like coffee that much, so I've never even tried cold brew. Why would I, right?
Well, here's the thing. If you look at a menu at any coffee chain, cold brew is always more expensive. And I'm like, why is that? It does take longer to make. You have to kind of let it sit overnight. But when I started Googling, how do I make my own cold brew?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, It's so easy. And there are cold brew systems that you can buy, and they're expensive. And then some people are like, oh, you need coffee grounds that are ground a certain way. You don't. You can get yourself a big old jug of Folgers if you want to.
Okay.
And make cold brew coffee.
So you don't need any special equipment or anything?
No, all you need, honestly, is coffee filters, which you probably have if you're a coffee drinker and you make traditional drip coffee.
Okay.
You need a rubber band, a jar, a refrigerator, and time.
This is coming from a woman with a dog named MacGyver, okay?
Yeah.
So are you kidding me? Coffee filters, a rubber band, and time?
Yes. And then if you want to get fancy,
okay,
you can use cheesecloth.
Oh.
A string tie.
Oh.
And coarse ground coffee.
Yes, quite.
And then if you really want to get fancy, you could add in some dried lavender buds. You could add in some cardamom, cinnamon. You can flavor your cold brew coffee.
Okay, now what are you going to do, Facebook Live? We starting simple? Or are you going to do all of that?
We're starting simple.
Oh, very good. Okay,
starting simple, keeping it easy.
Listen up, friends. You know, unemployment's up. There's a lot of people pinching some pennies. Laura's going Facebook Live to show you how to make your own cold brew. And can I say cheaply?
Yes, absolutely cheaply, because you probably have this stuff at your house already. And it will not cost you $5.95 in a drive-thru anywhere.
There it is. Try It Tuesday is Laura in her kitchen. Making it simple and making it cheap. Pretty cool. Facebook Live now, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Switch over, friends. We'll take this break. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber together. What a cool combination, and I'm stuck with you. I don't believe in that philosophy, and that's probably why my private life is in its current situation. Nonetheless, late night TV.
Netflix is going to start canceling customer subscriptions that haven't been used in the past year. You can tell Netflix is getting cocky. They're like, hey, you don't break up with us, we break up with you, okay? Bye-bye.
94KX. No, that wasn't played for Laura. No, that wasn't played for the hookies.
Yes, it was. Absolutely was. Brittany's giving me life. On this Tuesday morning.
There you go. Hookies texting in. A great job on Flashback Friday, even though you didn't play Britney. Come on, guys. We can't play it every week, but here it comes up on a Tuesday. So there you go. Yeah. All right. It is a Tuesday work day. Maybe you're getting ready to drive to work. Maybe you're speeding. Maybe you got pulled over the holiday weekend. Tisk tisk on you.
Tisk tisk.
I gotta ask you, Laura, have you ever gotten a speeding ticket? Probably not.
Once,
really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I try to get him once a month, but
the story behind this particular speeding ticket is ridiculous.
Oh boy.
And it happened on a back road outside of Catawissa.
Okay.
By a local, slightly aged township cop.
I've been through that, yeah.
Who, like, clicker clocked me with the white lines and told me that I was going 47 in a 40.
Oh, that's ridiculous. All right. Uh-huh.
And then I tried to fight it. But said township office was only open for 2 hours once a month.
Isn't that the truth, though?
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
So I finally said to heck with it, and I paid the ticket. But not after he gave me a lecture about how I needed to slow down. And I'm sure that there are people who loved me waiting at my destination.
Aww.
I was like, sir, I was barely going 50 miles an hour.
Okay, I go 40.
And it's impossible to go faster than that on the particular road that I was on. Like, you can't.
There you go. I go 47 out of the driveway. Just to give you
an
idea.
I know you do.
All right. And we have a survey now of some of the best things said when you are pulled over for speeding and which ones work and which ones don't. Now, number one was, I didn't realize I was speeding. See, I think that's stupid.
But unless it was in your situation where you're going like 47 in a 40 or 37 in a 35, whatever. But when you're on the interstate and you're piping hot and the guy pulls you over, don't say, I didn't realize I was
fighting. Yeah, you knew exactly what you were doing.
However, it is the most popular excuse, and it actually works 32% of the time. Wow.
Hmm.
Okay, here's one. I'm late for work.
I mean, yeah, but...
That comes in at number
now
two.
Now you're going to be later, because that cop's going to have you sit there.
Oh, yeah, he is. It works 20% of the time, but most cops don't really care if you're late for work. Number three, there's a medical emergency. Where do you go with that, Laura? You only dig the hole deeper. What if he says, I'll follow you to the hospital?
That better be a legitimate reason then.
Exactly. It does work 20% of the time. Hopefully it's legitimate. Number four, I really have to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, so does your dog.
So does Murphy. Okay.
As soon as he heard bathroom, he's at the door, right? And
yes.
And here's number five of the top five. I didn't see the speed limit sign.
Ooh, I don't know about that, because anymore, if you have a newer vehicle, they're fancy, and that stuff pops up on that big old screen.
Yes, it does, on your dashboard, correct. Here's a few that don't work, so don't try it. I was going the same speed as everybody else. Why'd you stop me? No. I'm late picking up the kids.
Yeah, no.
I'm late for the doctor. No. And finally, I'm late for a court date.
What?
That'll get you another court date right there. So, anyway, here's the one that does work 41% of the time, but it's not an excuse. Just simply ask the officer if you could get off with a warning. It actually works 41% of the time.
Duly noted. I have to remember that.
All right. You remember it, and I'll remember it, and God forbid it happens to us soon, but we'll compare notes, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
Because I could see saying, officer, look, can you just let me go with a warning? And he's going to say, dude, you are doing 97 and a 65.
See, and I don't drive like that, so I really don't. I'm kind of like a grandma driver.
That explains why you dig your fingernails into my dashboard whenever we go somewhere together. 94 KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. No baseball. I miss baseball. Korean baseball is on TV now, Laura.
That's cool.
No, it's not. I watch it and I go, I mean, it's cool because it's baseball, but it's just not the same. You heard Rob the Sports Center say Japanese baseball is starting June 19th. They'll probably have that on ESPN. I'm like, I want, no offense, but I want American baseball.
It is America's pastime.
Yeah. Well, and I know the Phillies for the first time ever on our sister station, Eagle 107. We moved them to the FM dial, and there's no baseball. So what they have done, though, which is cool, is they brought some historic games back. Tomorrow night, game three of the 09 NLCS. The Phillies, by the way, won that series and then went on to lose to the Yankees in the World Series. So that was back in 09. But get this now, Laura. Friday night, a special game.
Ooh, what game is that?
How old were you in 1993?
I would have been 11 years old.
11 years old. I bet you Len Dog, your dad, was into this. The 1993 National League Championship Series, Game 6 versus the Atlanta Braves, broadcast by Harry Callis, Richie Ashburn, Andy Musser, and the Wheels, Chris Wheeler. Oh, classic baseball.
That's awesome.
Rest in peace, Harry the K. But man, to have that broadcast team back on the radio, Rob the Sports Center said he's already going to record the whole game and keep it as a souvenir.
That's awesome.
Phillies baseball on Eagle 107, whether it's historic baseball or not. Tom and Laura in the morning on a Tuesday morning. Back to work we go after the unofficial start to summer 2020. We'd like to wrap up the show. Oh, by the way, Chad Evans on the way next.
Of course, as always.
He's on the way next wearing his mask. We'd like to wrap up the show every day with Laura's thought for the day. You got something for us?
I do. Today is short and sweet.
I like them that way.
To the point.
Okay.
Be yourself today. You look beautiful like that.
Aw, that's very nice.
Right?
Look just in the mirror, yourself. People. Look in the mirror.
Yeah, you look beautiful. You looks good on you.
Very good. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.